trying. No, you can do harder than that. There you go.
There we go.
Hey, everybody, it's 7 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting of the Summit Hills School District 161 to order. If you would all please rise, today we are going to be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by our local Boy Scout troop and a couple of Cub Scouts, I think.
All Cub Scouts,
I'm sorry. And they are PAC
101.
101. So if you guys would like to come forward and lead us in this, we'd appreciate it.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you
so much, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. I really did love that.
Oh, sure.
Of course.
George, do you want to go stand with him?
Resistant.
I don't
care.
Can't see me.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it.
Girls.
All right, Mr. Faber, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Martin?
Here.
Mr. Leonard?
Here.
Mr. Faber? Here.
Here.
Maren?
Here.
Oh, jeez.
That's a great way to start the meeting.
It's going to be a long one, folks. Thank you very much. Information and proposals, item 3 on our agenda. We are going to start with some recognition, and for that, I will turn it over to Mrs. Raines.
Thank you. At this time, we'd like to recognize Laura Pfeiffer. Would you please come forward, Laura? I know. It will be quick. I know there's so many exciting things going on in your life right now, most importantly your new grandson. But we also have a couple of very nice things to share tonight. Laura was our District 161, Those Who Excel honoree. She was also named an award recipient in the state's Those Who Excel Education Award program. She received an award of recognition in the classroom teacher category. She'll be receiving the award at the banquet in October in Normal, Illinois. We just want to thank you for all you do for the kids and for staff members and each other. And we just want you, please, would you accept personal congratulations from the Board of Education?
Yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You want us to come around?
Yeah, let's come around.
Oh, Mr. Martin,
can you? Oh, Mr. Martin, you're going to be okay?
Go ahead, I'll just back out.
Yeah, he's...
I can come back there.
Can she just come here?
Yeah.
So then Mr. Martin can be in the picture?
Keep you in.
At this point in time, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. You're more important than he is.
You guys come here.
All right.
Of course.
Can you see me over Georgian State?
I got it. We're good.
I'll bend my knees a little.
All right. So. Thank you. Got it.
Thank you.
Everybody should hear. Come on, take a picture. Stand up.
I believe she said, could you please say my name a few more times? Laura Pfeiffer, everyone.
The second honor tonight, I'm very happy to present. Chicago Magazine has published its selection of the top 155 public schools out of more than 2,000 elementary, middle, and high schools in the city and suburbs. Performance standards were selected and weighted with input from the University of Chicago Urban Education Institute and other experts. Data was from 2016-17, which was the most recent available. Just to talk to you a little bit about the measures, instructional spending per student, 15% of the honor. Park attainment, which is meeting or exceeding state standards, was 20%. Park attainment, it's called income adjusted. It's adjusted for the percentage of students of low-income students as a way of identifying schools that are exceeding expectations, 40%. And the five essential survey, 15, average daily attendance, 10%. Of the top 10 elementary and middle schools in Will County, Frankfort Square School was ranked number 7.
That has to help my home value a little bit. Come on.
Before bringing the entire Frankfort Square school population up, those of us within our school community know and understand that staff members throughout the district work very diligently to support student growth and achievement in an inspiring, caring learning environment. They're partners in education with our parents and our community members. But you know what? Having an outside entity also recognize your efforts and your dedication that we live and breathe every day is very heartwarming. So this evening, could all the Frankfort Square community please come forward to receive this noteworthy recognition? And for those present, also please receive or please accept personal congratulations from members of our board. However, Mr. Azonis, I got a brand new copy for you in your library. Come on, Sherry. Lead us through, Sherry.
Yeah, there you go.
Mr. Leonard, please, and just work your way around. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Want to say something on behalf of your staff? Okay, go ahead and if you would do so now, Jason, and then we'll get a picture.
Just real quick, we don't have everybody here, but on behalf of the staff, the community of Frankfort Square School, district administration, and even the board, thank you for this recognition. When we first found out that we were a top 10 school, and in reality, we're a top 5 elementary school because two of them are middle schools. The first thing I said to Superintendent Raines, what's that?
Not that we're counted.
Yeah, no. You know, and it sounds very cliche, but I truly meant it. It really is a team effort, all right? It goes beyond just this group here. It's the kids, the parents, the community, the certified, non-certified district administration, and school board. So this really is not just a Frankfort Square school recognition, but a 161. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With the magazine.
the magazine.
Yeah. Unbend the magazine. Yeah. Gotta have the magazine. We're standing.
I'm just sitting.
I don't have to worry about it. What are you talking about?
Covered you up.
Your head.
Oh, thank you.
And can I just say that just from personal experience with the majority of you, the Borgans family had nothing but a great experience the many years that we were there. I think it was like 13. So the effort, I do know it is a community effort, but you all on the ground floor do deserve the kudos for the everyday showing up and really working with all the kids and making sure that they feel like that's their home for the time that they're there. So thank you.
Yeah, no Marin kids at Frankfort Square, but a couple of their teachers did make it. But thank you, everyone. We really appreciate your effort, and thank you for coming out tonight. We are going to move forward. We're done. We will not be speaking about Laura Pfeiffer, I don't think, again. But I can make no promises. It's a long meeting. If you'd like to stick around, you are more than welcome. But please don't feel like our feelings will be hurt if you have something better to do. I can't imagine, but maybe. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Freedom of Information Act, Mrs. Raines?
No requests at this time.
Okay. Public comments. All right. Letters and communications are in your board book. So at this time, we will move on to action items, and we'll begin with the consent agenda, which is on page 12 of your board book. At this time, can I have a motion that the board approve the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A1A regular session meeting minutes of August 22nd, 2018, 4A1B closed session meeting minutes of August 22nd, 2018, 4A1C special meeting minutes of August 29th, 2018, 4A2 approval of the bills list dated September 12th, 2018, 4A3 resignation of staff, including Julie Kane, paraprofessional, effective August 29th, 2018. We have no family medical leave at this time. 4A5 approval of employment of staff, including Michelle Conway, Learning Center aide at Indian Trail School, Salwana Jones, paraprofessional at Dr. Julian Rogas School, Catherine Whitney, lunch supervisor at Dr. Julian Rogas School, Angela Carlson, paraprofessional at Dr. Julian Rogas School, and Cassandra Ramirez, paraprofessional at Dr. Julian Rogas School.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgans.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Yes. Oh, yes, Mrs. Conway is here. Congratulations and welcome aboard. Thank you for coming out tonight. We do appreciate it. You also don't have to feel obligated to stay. Moving forward, we have no old business tonight, so we'll move on to new business, agenda item C. And we move to page 61 in your board books for the setting of the date for the special board planning meeting. This is an annual event, and we plan this every year on a Saturday and spend a couple of hours here at district office. If I look at the date suggested, Saturday, January 26th at 8:30 a.m. or Saturday, February 2nd at 8:30 a.m.
I would personally prefer the February 2nd.
Then I want January 26th.
Okay. I was thinking.
It's not super do what fun. You gotta do.
I'm fine with February 2nd.
I'm open to you.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I'm getting my haircut.
Washing your hair.
I don't have my social calendar quite that far out yet, but
Michigan's playing IU on the 25th.
So,
you know, priorities.
Yeah. Hey, I have the hotel room booked already.
That's dance recital weekend. That might be a bad idea.
Oh.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I was at the parent meeting last night.
All right, then. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And the 26th doesn't work for you?
All right.
What if we go backwards 1 week?
I think
is that more of a problem for Barb and her staff, being on Christmas break and all that? Do you need that time?
We would need that time, but we can do whatever we need to do. I think it's a 3-day weekend that week prior or something. I don't know.
You have a half day.
Yeah, can we do February 9th?
Sure.
We could do February 9th.
Normally we don't talk about anything that's immediately implemented, so a week or two in either direction certainly doesn't make any significant difference.
Would February 9th work?
It's not a holiday weekend.
That's what I'm going to check and see if it is.
No.
When's Lincoln's birthday? It's the
12th. 12th, but I think...
Yeah, but the 18th is the day we have off for President's Day.
President's Day, right. I'd be fine with the 9th.
Yeah, February 2nd, I hate to spend my Groundhog Day with everyone. Bad things could happen that
just
day.
Keeps happening.
Living that day
over and over again.
So February 9th, that would work. And then the 11th, yep. So, Tammy, the board meeting in February is the 13th, and is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So we do the 9th and then the 13th and 27th?
That would be our dates.
Mm-hmm. So, bless you. Mrs. Raines, why don't you take the 9th back, make sure that it works for the directors and whomever else has to participate, and then just confirm that date for us at the next meeting.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. And then moving on to item 2, approval of the snow removal contract. This is on page 62 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve a 1-year contract extension with Eternally Green Lawn Care for snow removal services during the 2018-2019 winter season at the per-event rates listed above?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are these the same rates we had last year?
I believe so.
And we were happy with their service. They
did a good job.
I know when I went to the junior high, they had a bunch of guys out there that they were working away.
They do. So. They come when we call.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to superintendent and staff reports. Mrs. Raines.
I'd like to start off with the kindergarten. As of 9/11/18, we have 254 students approved residency, 8 completed and paid special ed, 1 out of district student, a total of 245 completed and paid reg ed. If you look at the chart, I'm keeping that historical perspective there so we can keep that in mind. We are very close now to our 16/17 totals, which is quite the rebound from the 17/18 school year, where we unfortunately only had 219. So we're at 254 total at this point in time, and 256 is where we landed in 16/17.
Just a random question. If you don't have the answer for it, I understand. Do we have any idea where these students are going to end up?
We will. That's my next step.
Okay.
Once we finish, I always wait till after Labor Day, and once our enrollments settle, then I take our kindergartners and branch them into wherever the first grades are.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious to see if we'd see enrollment jump at any of our, you know, smaller schools.
Absolutely.
We're thinking 6 doctors, 2 lawyers. Oh, you mean short term.
Yes. And then overall, we are within guidelines at all grade levels in all buildings. As we move forward in the superintendent and staff report, opening institute recap, we started strong with professional development on the first day. The afternoon session was devoted to learning more about assessment design, both formative and summative. And then half of the second day was devoted to learning about our new assessment program in WEA. John, anything to add on the recap?
So we started strong. feedback I received from teachers was a lot on the first day.
Awesome. Thank you, John. And then the half-day in-service, which is September 14th, this Friday, we have two focus areas. One is school safety. This is our mandated active shooter drill is coming up, and we're doing a tabletop exercise with staff members. And then the other portion is going to be technology for teachers and staff, talking about using mass communication through PowerSchool, the telephone system, voicemail settings, things like that, just kind of rounding out any loose ends we might have with technology at that time. The next piece is we know our instructional support coordinators are new to the board. We've just put them in place this year. So in this report, we have a detailed wrap-up of where they are as of the first week of school. Next board meeting, we're going to do the same thing for our special ed coordinators so that you continually hear a little bit about what's on their plate and how they're moving forward. We met with both ladies, Dr. Farrar and Katie McGrath, during the admin meeting this morning, and they mapped out their plan to a T. They're very involved. They have a cycle in place. John, you want to share anything else in terms of how they're trying to assimilate and become such support mechanisms for our teachers?
Sure. We definitely feel like we're off to a good start. Both ladies feel like it's a new position. They get to craft the direction it goes. But we have been receiving professional development training through the CEC, Consortium for Educational Change. So it starts out with some beginning training related to coaching and then ongoing throughout the year. So they continue to visit with us as the year progresses. The coordinators have visited every math classroom already, 5th through 8th grade, and divided the teachers among themselves. There are 16 teachers totals, 8 and 8, and they are working on the goal setting process now. There's a whole cycle, for the coaching cycle, so they start goal setting, and then they do some pop-in visits, and then they talk about implementing that goal, and then they assess and see how things are going, so then they'll continue to do that all year long. Our objective is to bring you quarterly updates so you know how things are progressing with this position.
Thank you, John. Thanks. And last but not least, the building operations reports are in the superintendent and staff report. These are a standing item, as they were last year, to keep you informed of our progress on projects in real time. And Mr. Marin, that concludes the superintendent and staff report.
Okay, we will have no closed session tonight. We have no closed session items. So we will move past that and not return to that tonight. And that'll take us to board member reports. And Mr. Martin, the only one we have tonight is the District 843 report.
Actually, at the last moment, I was not able to attend the meeting, and Mr. Faber went in my stead. I wanted to thank him for doing so on really short notice. So thank you very much for stepping in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Greatly appreciate it.
They were happy to see me. So not a whole lot new. And Doug, I don't know if this has happened yet, but they did notice that after the audit, of the district, they expect to issue refunds to member districts. They have a surplus of approximately $1.3 million, so that'll be distributed accordingly.
Is that planned?
I don't think so.
Because at one point in time, weren't they holding money? They got an additional payment, but they decided to hold it as a contingency?
I believe that was, yes.
Okay. Because the $1.3 million, I'm assuming, that's quite a bit,
right,
given what we normally see from them. Yeah. But I think, like us, they were planning on lower payments from the state, and then they all came through.
I think they got a couple of additional grants, too, they weren't expecting.
Okay.
They said that they have 42 students at McKay, 51 at Pioneer Grove, 27 in the SELF program, and they're transporting 543 students. They said the VoIP implementation is 90% complete, and they're working on integrating the transportation and registration system. I guess they've had some hiccups with that. What else we got here? And then that's really, really about it. McKay said that their year started well. Pioneer Grove has many new staff members and new interns. They have a back-to-school picnic on the 16th, so when is that, Sunday?
The SELF program has 3 new SELF teachers and 3 new SELF aides. And then transportation has increased out of district routes, and school start times have changed because of it. And then they also, we approved, what is this, 8 agreement, interagency agreements to provide various kinds of services to different districts. A lot of it was hearing and itinerant aid, or what they call it. Yeah. And that's it.
Okay, thank you very much. With that, public comments? There are none. Future meeting dates, we will be meeting next Wednesday, September 27th, here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center for the Unit District Committee meeting. And then September 26th, October 10th, and October 24th, 2018, all at 7 p.m. here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center, will be our regular board meetings. Unless anybody has anything else, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. There you go.